And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. This gag order on President Trump should never have taken place in the first place. They're doing this, and it's never happened before in the history of this nation. And I know a lot of liberals. I have a lot of liberal family members. A lot of them vote Democrat. A lot of them hate President Trump to no end. And they see what's happening, but a lot of them, they say nothing because it's happening to President Trump. This should be highly alarming to every single man, woman, and child in this country. But a lot of people kind of ignore it. Like, well, he shouldn't have done the crime. There is no crime here. They're making up crimes as they go along. They're making up the crimes to try to make President Trump look bad because it's an election year. That's all that they have. That's all that they have. This is full-on communism. This is communism 101. The Democrats know that it's communism. They don't care that we're calling it communism because they have embraced communism. Listen to this one here, because this gag order on President Trump should have never been put in place. How is it you're going to stop him from speaking but allow everybody else to say whatever it is that they want to say? How come he hasn't been found guilty of anything and are taking his rights away? Right?
Are not illegal. Compensation for NDAs are not illegal. And then lastly, the prosecution did focus a lot on David Pecker, who we'll be hearing from today on the stand. But in fact, he is not exactly part of this case because this case focuses on Stormy Daniels, and he had much more to do with Karen McDougal. They're using him to paint a picture of Trump's general mindset, but it's actually not specific to the case before them.
Right. I have to tell everyone, the reason why I was so brilliant in my talking point is because I talked to Karen before the show, and she helped me with it. So when you just to outline this, the reason why you brought that up about Matt Colangelo, it makes no sense to you because he's at this prominent position, well, at the Justice Department. He leaves it to go work this New York case. And yet they don't care about the perception that Trump keeps saying this is a Biden instigated trial. And they go, it's absolutely not. And everyone says it's unfounded. But when Matt Colangelo leaves the Justice Department of Joe Biden and goes and takes a job beneath him, leading the investigation, the prosecution of Donald Trump, that is saying, I don't care about perceptions. I'm just going for it.
This is like the whole thing. You remember Joe Biden was asked just the other day about his involvement of President Trump's case in New York. And Joe Biden said, I haven't had any conversation with anybody. But now you have people that's connected directly to Joe Biden showing up working this case. Did he not have any conversation with them before? Did he not have any conversation at all about this? Did they not let Joe Biden know that he was leaving? He was going to take a downgrade position to go work the case. It makes me think about when Obama was in office and they started spying on President Trump. They started doing the spying on President Trump. Remember the whole fake dossier, the whole Russia collusion delusion? And then they tried to say that Obama had no idea that it was happening. You can get off the screen. So just let's picture this really quick. Picture this really quick. Obama's in office. He's the president. The resources of the federal government start spying and starts gathering information, data, on a person that is likely to win the presidency, and he's not aware of it. They didn't let him know. It's the same thing here. You have someone directly connected with Joe Biden. Now he's going after President Trump. He's working the case, and they didn't let Joe Biden know. Help me understand that. How does that work? Are we supposed to believe like, oh, it's just fine? This is how the system works. This is unheard of. Our country has become a banana republic. And you know what's really sickening to me about all of this is that we're having the conversation and people that are in certain positions, they can step in for this. They can step in and put an end to this right now. But for some reason, they're not. They're like, let's see how it plays out. Let's see how far they go. Let's see if they actually get Trump. Because see, the establishment, they still control a lot of the Republican Party, the GOP. It's just recently, was it Laura Trump, right? Just recently, Laura Trump is a co-chairwoman now of the RNC, But we're just talking about the RNC. But the GOP, they still have people in there like Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell. There's still people within the GOP that have the same mindset that can actually do something, but they don't do anything. They're just sitting by watching it all unfold. Listen to the rest of this.
Yeah, it's I agree. And objectively, it's a career downgrade. For instance, the person, my colleague who held that position when I was at DOJ, she's now a top person at Walmart. Rudy Giuliani, when he held that position in the early 1980s, he went on to head SDNY. So people typically go up, not down.
Gotcha.
So objectively, to take this kind of career downgrade, that means you it's pretty personal. You're a true believer.
So let's talk about David Pecker. He's there because this could be part of a plea deal. He's there because he was subpoenaed. He was taking a lot of questioning. Next thing you know, he's a state's witness. Do you, as a defense attorney, say, hey, David Pecker, why are you here? Are you here? Did you cut a deal in order to testify against Donald Trump? Does that come up? Is that allowed?
Well, they did give him immunity, to your point, and that's why we know what we know now. And apparently he told Trump years ago that he'd be his eyes and ears on the campaign. He said he would keep his ears open for bad stories potentially about him and then help to kill them, which is not illegal. Now, look, does it feel dirty and sleazy to some extent? Sure. I mean, it's the National Enquirer. But also, you know, one thing, Brian, that we used to contend with all the time when I was at DOJ, people would come to Bill Barr and say to him, you know, want to prosecute this person and this person, typically fan favorites of the right. And Bill Barr would also always ask two very simple questions. What is the crime and what is the evidence? Just because something feels dirty doesn't make it illegal. And people need to keep that in mind in this case.
You know what? You can take it off the screen. So think about this. They're doing this whole case based on their feelings. She just said it. And that's exactly what it is. Because think about it. They all say that, you know, well, if a man feels like he can become a woman, then the left, they'll push the whole idea that now he is a woman because of their feelings. It's the same thing with this case. Based on the feelings, they're going based off of feelings. Well, we just feel that President Trump is guilty. We don't have anything on him. So we're going to make something up and hopefully something will stick. You know, I used to say this all the time. They're treating President Trump as if he murdered somebody. And they're saying that there's no missing person report, right? There's no evidence of a crime anywhere. There's no tape outline with a dead body or nothing, right? Nothing. There's absolutely nothing there. And what the left is doing, they said, well, we know that President Trump murdered somebody. We just have to keep looking until we find the person. And when you ask the question again, well, who's missing? Well, we can't find out. We don't know who's missing until we start looking. That's what they're doing here. They're trying President Trump based on their feelings because they feel a certain way about President Trump. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. If that was the case, then Billy Clinton should be sitting in the same courtroom with President Trump. Remember, he paid off Paula Jones. Remember that? Oh, but that's different. Joe Biden's not going after Billy Clinton because Bill Clinton is a Democrat. That's completely different. But President Trump, he poses a threat. President Trump poses a threat to every demonic thing that they've been doing in our country. This is the reason why they're going full on against President Trump. They can't allow President Trump to go on a campaign trail right now. And as I mentioned it before, remember during the COVID, and it was interesting, Shannon, I was just talking to you about this yesterday. I saw a video and I just saw a clip with Laura Ingraham, and she brought up the same point that I brought up, that, and many people, it's no, you know, revolution here. It's just no brainer, right? What happened, remember with the COVID in 2020, how they shut everything down and Joe Biden stayed in the basement, said, well, we got to stay in the basement because of COVID. We have to stay in the basement. Have to stay in the basement, Joe. Have to stay in the basement. No reason to come out. Now, they're keeping President Trump locked down so he can't go on the campaign trail. So it's just the opposite. Since they don't have any reason to keep Joe in the basement, let's keep President Trump locked down. But interesting thing with all of this, Shannon, mm-hmm. is that President Trump, he's still winning. He's still winning in the polls. The American people see what's happening here. The American people are not stupid. They would love for all of us to just go along with it and say, well, you know what? President Trump has so much baggage. There's so much animosity with President Trump. We just need to go with someone fresh. We need to go with someone who doesn't have all this baggage. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Joe Biden and the Democrats, they have so much baggage that you can't even see the airplane. They have so much luggage. They have so much dirt. They're talking about a little mountain, right? A little, actually a little small dirt hill that they just pulled together, pulled some dirt together. Say, oh, look at President Trump. Why, there's a ginormous mountain of stupidity of the Democrats in the background, but they're telling you, don't look at that mountain that you can't even see over. You can't even see the sky because it's so big, but look at this little mound that we just scrambled some dirt together, and pay attention to that. The Democrats' goal is to destroy this country, and they're doing it right before our very eyes. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Astaryl astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.